Well, anyone man to speak to, Ian Cobain, after his first white ball 100 for Gloucestershire and the win here at Lords today. Well, batting, it must have felt great to hit that six to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was nice, obviously, to finish it with a few balls to spare, just to take the pressure off a little bit.
And were you delighted with the way you paced it? Because you were a long way behind the clock at 60-odd for five.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, if I got out or Benny got out there, the game is pretty much done. So we were just trying to take it as deep as we could. If that meant chewing up a few balls, then so be it. We knew that we would always be able to catch up going into the last 10 overs.
And you do bat in different styles, don't you, as well? You know, in a sense that Benny is more of a hitter, you tend to be more of an accumulator.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Benny struck the ball brilliantly from ball one when he came out, which took the pressure off me a little bit, which was quite nice.
And were you sort of trying to build the stand in small blocks in your head as you were going through?
Well, we were just taking it down to that last 10 overs, and pretty much we were backing ourselves to chase anything under 100, really, going into that last 10.
Strange how the game fluctuates, isn't it? Because when Liam had that good spell at the start of the day, you appeared to be well in control of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he bowled unbelievably well this morning, and not just today, he's been bowling very well in all forms. He's an absolute handful at the minute.
Were you surprised he bowled straight through, or was that a conversation that you thought Michael had with him, because his rhythm was clearly good?
Exactly, yeah, he was bowling very well. We just thought we'd let him go and see if we can keep taking wickets.
And then when you started, there's that little clutch of wickets when you and Benny came together, and 65 for five, it needed a recovery similar to the one that Middlesex had.
Yeah, that's right. We knew that we needed to take the game deep, I just took very low risk shots and just batted out till we had to go, really.
Was the small boundary on the main stand side a big factor for you or not?
Yeah, obviously, when we're planning a chase, you always look to target that short boundary, like from both ends, really. That was always in our plan, and obviously, like I say, going into that last 10 overs, we were going to target that short boundary.
What does it do at the start of a big week with games at Chelmsford and Southampton still to come?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get the first win on the board, and hopefully we can take this momentum going forward into the next game in Essex.
Michael made the point that last year you lost the first two, and you were playing catch up from then. So in a sense, you've corrected that this time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, once you lose two games, it's a long way to come back to still qualify. So hopefully we can get a couple of wins under our belt.
Well done.
Cheers.
Thank you.